The largest electric utility in Texas, TXU, plans to raise rates to thousands of customers later this month using a new tactic, credit scoring. Angry consumer advocates say that's unfair, illegal, and anti-competitive, especially since it was not initially disclosed. The utility defends the selective rate increase on the grounds that delinquent customers are causing losses. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports from Dallas.
TXU Energy serves 185,000 customers in South Texas. It's the unregulated subsidiary of the larger Dallas-based TXU Corporation. TXU Energy has lured its customers by offering discounts of at least 8% off the standard rate. The company recently warned a majority of these customers would see a rate increase. But Clarence Johnson, director of regulatory analysis at the state-funded Office of Public Utility Counsel, says TXU Energy did not tell the whole story.
The company sent letters to some of its existing competitive customers telling them that their prices were being increased due to natural gas price increases without telling them credit scoring was involved in their increase, and also suggested to the customers that they were still saving money even though their rates were going up.
Johnson says it's illegal to raise electricity rates due to bad credit without first telling customers. TXU now says it made a mistake and is sending out new letters, but won't change the policy. While 70% of its clients will be unaffected, the other 30%, about 55,000, will see either their discount cut in half or eliminated if their credit rating is poor. That's even if they've paid their electric bills on time. State legislator Steve Wolins, a deregulation champion, is incensed. He calls credit scoring deceitful and wrong.
The legislature considered what happens if someone is tardy paying their electric bill, and what we decided is that they would be permitted to shut off the service. But we did not say that you could raise the rate simply because you're late paying your MasterCard bill.
Wolins wants a relationship between electric service and payment, which credit scoring does not take into consideration. Late cable payments, for example, should not affect on-time electricity payments. But TXU spokesperson Chris Schein disagrees.
We are looking at your utilities only. It's called the tech score. It's telephone, electric, and cable. There is a correlation. Remember that a major component of that is how well you've paid your electric bill. Typically, people will pay their utilities consistently, either consistently good or consistently bad. And so that is why we are looking at that.
Schein says the amount of the company's delinquent payments ballooned from $15 million in 2002 to $120 million last year. He says credit scoring is designed to reward TXU's best customers. Only those who manipulate the system, those, he says, who use electricity without paying and then move on to another provider where they do the same thing, will pay more.
We want to be upfront. We want to be open. We want to be honest with our customers. We needed to at least try something, a market-based solution, and that's what this is all about.
The state's Public Utility Commission is currently investigating complaints about TXU's basing its rates on credit scoring. Other utilities are awaiting the findings because they might institute the same policy. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.